Director of Human Resources and Transformation at Netcare, Dr. Nneba Nzwayiba. Nneba, good evening. Welcome to The Money Show this evening. This is about help across both public and private sector, both of which have been so severely overwhelmed. I'm not overwhelmed, because that implies that they've lost the battle, but have been put under huge, huge pressure, Nneba, over this time. And you must see the huge pressure that they come under from an HR perspective as people just reach burnout.
Good evening, Bruce, and good evening to the 702 listeners. Bruce, indeed, the past year and a half has been exceptionally challenging for all of us as humanity across the globe. And as we have had to learn to live with the global pandemic, certainly hasn't been easy for us, but most definitely it hasn't been easy for healthcare workers who have shown up for all of us in most tremendous ways that words cannot describe. And as you correctly point out, whether it is in the public sector, in the private sector, or the NGO sector, each and every frontline worker has tirelessly and courageously gone above and beyond the call of duty to place their own lives at risk in honoring the pledge of service of humanity. And Bruce, they are absolute true heroes, and we salute them. And we are eternally grateful to each and every one of them.
I was chatting to a doctor the other day. He was telling me how over many, many years, they understand that, you know, when you treat people who are sick, you're going to win more battles than you're going to lose. And they can rationalize the deaths of those they can't save. But it's the relentlessness of this pandemic, which I think is wearing out a lot of people, even, you know, professionals in the healthcare sector, with even some with many years of experience.
Bruce, that is absolutely true. I mean, we've seen great amount of resilience from healthcare workers across the sectors, and it is indeed immeasurable. And they've actually have to brave through the anxiety, through the fear, and sometimes through the sadness of losing the patients that they were looking after and really hoping that they would pull through. And sometimes they've had to nurse their own colleagues. And it's really, really been a terrible time. And sadly, Bruce, some of them have actually lost their own lives in the process, and we absolutely salute them. We see them as heroes.
Talk to me about the sort of strain that medical professionals are taking. I read a fabulous piece in the Sunday Times this weekend. I say fabulous because it was brilliant, not because it was a happy story, just about the Constantia Berg MediClinic. I know it's a competitor, but you would have seen that there by yourself, and I'm sure related to the sorts of pressures that people are coming under. I mean, just take me through the sort of experiences that healthcare workers within Netcare are facing.
Bruce, healthcare workers have had to deal with unprecedented numbers of patients that they have had to take care of in an environment where there is a shortage of the skill. But we've actually seen so much camaraderie amongst the healthcare workers. They are fatigued. They are anxious. They have had to live with fear, and sometimes they have had to actually deal with stigmatization from communities. And some of them travel in taxis, and they're in uniforms, and they've had to break through those stigmas. Bruce.
Yeah, really, really tough. I mean, this initiative, this idea that we can, you know, really solve two problems. One, we can thank a health worker, and second, we can support a restaurant. I mean, is it going to help? Is it going to alleviate the burden just a little bit?
Bruce, the initiative is absolutely phenomenal. There's two things that I would like to highlight before I talk about that initiative. I think the most important thing is a call to everybody to please observe the COVID-19 protocols.
Absolutely.
Social distancing, wearing masks, washing our hands, etc. That will assist us in terms of flattening the curve, and that will give time back to healthcare workers, which is very much needed so that they can spend time with their families. The second one, Bruce, is that I think as a society, we need to take up the responsibility of encouraging every single person to take up the vaccine and to also dispel the myths around vaccination. From a Netcare point of view, we are already seeing the tremendous benefits of vaccinating our healthcare workers in terms of positivity, staff positivity rate, hospitalization, as well as deaths. And thirdly, absolutely, all the acts of kindness, gifts, and this initiative will go a long way in terms of affirming the healthcare workers that as society, we appreciate them, and that we are in solidarity with them through these difficult times.
Dr. Nceba Nzwayiba, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Director of Human Resources and Transformation at Netcare. Nceba, thanks very much for that perspective this evening. It's more symbolic than anything. We're not going to be feeding all healthcare workers for the next 6 months, 12 months. We don't know how long it's going to run for. But what we do know is that we can each show our appreciation through a gesture. It's more symbolic than anything. But to be able to give somebody a 300 Rand voucher and say thank you. Thank you for just flipping being there. Thank you for turning up, showing up and doing your job. Thank you for not opting out. Thank you for not giving up. And it's a tiny gesture. It really is. The details on our website as to how you can make a contribution to get these Uber Eats vouchers they're worth 300 Rand each to healthcare workers in public and in private hospitals as well. These guys have really burned the candle at both ends, and the little bit that we can do will be amplified by you, and you will drive it. You will be the driving force, the empowering force behind this initiative. Well done.